Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's class. My name is Mr. E. This morning's class is about troubleshooting, basic troubleshooting for the internet. So today we're going to explore what is to troubleshoot for a call center in terms of cell phone issues or issues in that regard the connectivity to the internet. So we'll define what is troubleshooting. We'll give you examples. We're also going to discuss important vocabulary for troubleshooting. Why do you need to learn troubleshooting? It's a very important process in a call center environment. You will have to work, in most cases, with cellular network companies, telecommunication companies, in which you will have to help customers and guide customers through a process of correcting the internet, issues with the internet. So in this lesson, the objective for this class will be as follows. Our objective is student recognizes troubleshooting for the internet and basic vocabulary for correcting internet issues. Let's start with an agenda of what is to be expected for today. So in your lesson materials, I provided the contents for this session. And in this first lesson, we're going to define what is troubleshooting. We're also going to recognize 12 basic steps for troubleshooting. We'll recommend some steps. We're also, you'll also learn vocabulary for basic troubleshooting. And of course, you'll do some activities and a quiz at the end. The objectives are trainee recognizes what is to troubleshoot for cell phones. Trainee means a student in a call center. Trainee recognizes the basic vocabulary and terminology for troubleshooting for the internet. Trainee recognizes the basic troubleshooting process for the internet for Android devices. Trainee recognizes the sequence of steps for the basic troubleshooting for the internet. So those are your objectives for this session. We're going to begin with a definition of what is troubleshooting. Let's get started. So let's check it out. So troubleshooting. I'll just read it here from the top. You guys can see it. So troubleshooting is a process of problem solving applied to correct cell phone functions. It is a systematic and logical process to search for the source or cause of the problem. Troubleshooting is to identify the symptoms or source of a problem with a cell phone device or the cell phone network. Common cell phone problems include connectivity issues. For instance, having problems connecting to the internet, not connecting to a cellular network, problems connecting to Wi-Fi, problems with the actual device itself, and so on. So it's important for us to recognize what these problems are. So for example, another problem could be storage, speed, or camera malfunctions, among others. A quick definition is to troubleshoot a cell phone, in this case, a mobile phone, is to follow a series of steps to determine the root cause of a problem by ways of elimination. So that is the definition of what troubleshooting is. It's a process, a series of steps to determine the root cause of the problem. So we're going to present some vocabulary in just a moment. I'll give you examples in the second part of the class and the sequence steps. So here you can see at the top, the step, for example, this is step five in a key phrase, a key statement that we should use in the process. We'll also discuss some vocabulary to guide the customer through the process. Okay, we'll have some activities, but also the quiz at the end. So let's get started with that. So now that we have an overview, a definition of troubleshooting, let me go ahead and introduce it a little bit more clearer on the whiteboard. Okay, so what is troubleshooting? Here's the definition again. So to troubleshoot is to follow a series of steps to determine the root cause of a problem through the process of elimination. So what does that mean? Well, it means to basically conduct a series of steps to, let's say, understand or determine what is the source of the problem and to take steps to correct that problem. And we do it by eliminating the different variables that can be affecting it. So in let's take, for example, let's talk about telecommunications companies like T-Mobile or AT&T, for example. So when we talk about telecommunication companies, we talk about a cellular network, right? A cellular net. We talk about a cellular network. And the cellular network is responsible for allowing the customer or the person that uses the service to connect to the service, right? To the ability to make phone calls, but also the ability to connect to the internet. And this is done wirelessly through a service tower, which transmits the signal, right? This signal strength could be a fast signal strength like we use today, like 5G LTE, which is very fast. And when there is a problem in the connectivity, when the phone cannot communicate with its service tower, then this is where we have no signal strength. We lose connectivity to the internet. But the situation is that there are many possible, let's say, variables that affect the communication. Like it could be perhaps the cell phone is not configured. Maybe the cell phone has no more data, or perhaps the service has been suspended because of payment, or perhaps the cell phone is not close enough to a tower, or perhaps the cell phone is too slow, the memory is too slow, it's full, its memory is full, so that's going to make the phone work slowly. So there are different variables that can affect the connectivity between the tower and the cell phone. And we need to understand and eliminate the possible problems that could prevent the connection. And that's what troubleshooting is. We determine what the problem is. And once we determine it, we work on fixing it. That's what troubleshooting is. Okay, so that's the idea. Now, to use the word troubleshooting in English, if it's a new word for you, we say troubleshooting as a noun. So, for example, troubleshooting is a process of elimination to correct internet issues. But we can also use troubleshooting as a verb. Let's troubleshoot the problem. So here I'm using troubleshoot as a verb. So usually we tell the customer with an internet problem, oh, don't worry, Mr. Customer, I'm here to help you. Let's troubleshoot the problem. Let's troubleshoot your router, let's troubleshoot your phone. I want you to learn these phrases and the vocabulary because that's what you're going to use in your role plays when you practice. Remember we talked about role plays in our last class, which is a simulation? Well, we need, in order to simulate correctly, we need to understand what is troubleshooting, and also we need to have some vocabulary so we can simulate the process. So when you go apply for your job position at the call center, you will be able to simulate or role play the process of helping a customer, but you cannot do it without the vocabulary. So I absolutely recommend that you pay attention to the vocabulary and the expressions and the terminology I will share with you today. So in a role play, you could say, don't worry, Mr. Customer, I'm here to help you. Let's troubleshoot your internet. Let's troubleshoot your computer. Let's troubleshoot your internet. Trust me, if you use this, you're going to get a lot of points with your next interview with a manager. Here's another example. Mr. Customer, I'll troubleshoot the internet. That means, what does this mean, this verb? I'll troubleshoot. I'm going to troubleshoot. It means that I'm going to fix the problem. I'm going to find the problem, identify the problem, that is to determine. I'm going to determine, right? Identify the problem and I'm going to fix it. That's what it means. I'm going to fix it. And this is the correct term that we use in English when we work on these issues. Okay? All right. And of course, you're going to guide the customer through a series of steps. You're going to guide the customer. So you could say, you can write this one down. You can say, let me guide you through the process. Okay. And basically, I also want you to also pay attention to this word, guide. Guide. To guide is to give somebody instructions, commands to follow. Okay. Basically, when you're helping a customer, you're guiding the customer to a solution. You're saying, okay, Mr. Customer, step one, go to your home screen. Are you there? Step two, go to your settings. Are you there? Perfect. Step three, let's go to your Wi-Fi connections. Tap on the connections. Are you ready? You got it? Perfect. Now let's turn off Wi-Fi. Got it? Perfect. Next step, let's test your internet. So that is to guide. I want you to remember this vocabulary. If you in a job interview or in your next interview with the account manager, you say something like this. Don't worry, Mr. Customer. Let's troubleshoot your problem. I'll troubleshoot the internet. Let me guide you through the process. If you say that, boom, you're hired. Welcome. Because this means that you understand and you have basic vocabulary to assist the customer. Even though if you don't know the technical aspect, don't worry. In the call center, they'll teach you the programs, the applications that you will have to make changes to the configuration of the customer cell phone or the network. You can change things, but don't worry about that. What you need to worry today is on the language, so you can role play and simulate the process correctly. Okay, so that's it. So remember, I want you to take away these words. Troubleshoot, the phrase, let's troubleshoot. I'll troubleshoot the internet. And this phrase is like a diamond. Let me guide you through the process. Learn it. Memorize this. That's going to help you. All right, perfect. So now we understand what is troubleshooting and what we're going to do for the internet. Okay. Next, I'm going to discuss some terms. I'm going to give you some basic vocabulary that you need to understand to complement your role playing for your next interview. We're going to go to the materials. So if you don't mind, let's switch back to the materials. All right, let's take a look at some of the basic vocabulary that you can use in your role plays for your simulations. Or if you are an agent, you can actually use this vocabulary. We're going to recommend, let's say, 12 steps. Of course, these steps can change. You can change the order sometimes. So you don't need to follow them exactly in this sequence. You can just have an idea. Like today, I need you to recognize. Let's recognize the vocabulary. In step number one, we're going to run some basic tests. We're going to run some basic tests. Example, run some basic tests means here to do, to perform some basic tests. So run is not the verb to run. Literally, in this context, it means to do. So you can also say, we're going to do some basic steps. Number two is a question. Are you calling us from your device? The device is the cell phone or the apparatus that the person is using. Three is a question. Do you have signal bars? Four, do you have the 4G, 5G, LTE LED indicator on. You don't need to say it exactly like that, but as close as possible. Something similar. Step five, we're going to check if you are connected to Wi-Fi. Six, could you go to your phone settings? Settings, is this part of the configuration aspect of your phone? In English, we say settings. If you speak Spanish, it's called ajustes. Seven, to find your quick settings, swipe down from the top of your screen. So here, we're going to guide the customer through the steps. Eight, at the top of the screen, on the left corner, you should be able to see your Wi-Fi icon. So here I'm guiding the customer, giving them the instructions how to find the icon. In this case, Wi-Fi. Nine, if the Wi-Fi icon is on, tap it to turn it off so the icon is dimmed. So we're giving instructions to turn it off by tapping. 10, we are going to test your internet. 11, could you please try to load a website or YouTube video? This is part of the test. You're asking the customer to do something. 12, we're going to check, is your internet working? Customer says, yes, everything's good. I'm glad to hear your service is back. It's very likely that your phone was connected to a Wi-Fi hotspot where the internet was available. So by turning Wi-Fi off, we switched you back automatically to your mobile data. So the hotspot, I'll discuss that in just a moment, is when your phone works like a router, functions similar to a router sharing the internet signal. Okay, so there you have the 12 steps. Now, let me discuss the vocabulary to give you an overview, just an overview of the idea. So let's start with step number one. So let's say the customer has a problem with the internet, or you're doing a role play with a manager and the manager says, I cannot connect to the internet. You're going to start by saying, I'm sorry to hear that. I understand you need the internet, but don't worry. Let's troubleshoot. Remember the phrase, let's troubleshoot your phone. And you can begin by saying, we're going to run some basic tests. That means we're going to follow some tests, some basic tests. Or you can say, we're going to do. Two, learn these questions to impress the recruiter or the manager. Or practice them in your role play, because in actual interactions with customers, these questions are used. This is the first question. Remember this one. Are you calling us from your device? In other words, are you calling us from your phone? That means, are you using your phone? Here, this is part of the setting expectations in a call center for troubleshooting. If the customer is using the phone to call you, ask the customer for a number where you can call him back. If the customer does not have another device to troubleshoot the device, then set proper expectations that the call could be disconnected. Setting expectations is advising the customer of what is expected to happen in the troubleshooting process. For example, Mr. Customer, there could be a possibility that we may be disconnected during this process. If we get disconnected, I will call you back to continue the troubleshooting process. So as an extra, if you feel you're ready, you can also add this expectation, right? Because that's what we tell customers in a real scenario. But if you're just starting, this question is fine. Are you calling us from the device? Customer says, no, I'm calling you from a different phone. We continue. Step three is another question. Do you have signal bars? Do you have signal bars? So the signal bars are these bars. These are called bars. This is the signal bars for that show you the connectivity to the cellular tower. This is called a tower, torre, tower. So what is the mobile phone signal? A mobile phone signal, also known as reception or service, is the signal strength received by a cell phone from the tower it is connected to. Example, the closer the cell phone is to the tower, the more signal strength it will receive. The closer the customer is to the tower without obstructions, the more signal bars he will have, thus stronger connectivity to the cell phone network. So if your phone is close to the tower, imagine that this dot is the phone. That means that I have a strong signal bars, or a strong service, or strong reception. If I'm far away, the signal will be weaker. You will have a weak signal. So that's why we ask, do you have signal bars? Yes or no? Okay, thank you, Mr. Gus. Now, next question. Four, do you have the 4G, 5G, LTE LED indicator on? So the 5G is the generation network. The 3G, 4G, and 5G network generations, broadband cellular network technology, this is what it stands for, right? So this is fifth generation. LTE stands for long-term evolution. These are indicators that the customer's device is connected to high-speed networks that will allow him to access to the internet at fast speeds. If a customer is not connected to 3G or higher network, it may be very likely that he will not have access to high-speed internet. So if the customer does not have, if the customer shows 2G or less, or edge, or the letter E, sometimes it's just the letter E, that means that you are, sometimes you will see the letter E. I don't know if you've seen it on your phone sometimes. If you have the letter E, that means that you are on the edge. You're just like the bare minimum or almost nothing. So it's important. It's a question that we should ask. And now you know what is 5G. Now you know what is LTE. 5G is generation. LTE is long-term evolution. It's just a term, terms, technical terms. Let's continue. Step five. Okay, here's, we're going to check the Wi-Fi. Now remember, Wi-Fi is the connectivity that somebody has in their home or in their office, right? So when they are in home, they're at home or in their office, they can connect through the router, to the Wi-Fi router. So here you're going to tell the customer, Mr. Customer, we're going to check if you are connected, or we're going to check if you have Wi-Fi. Six, you're going to tell the customer to go to the settings. Here is a way of saying it. Could you go to your phone settings, or can you go, or please go, or go to your phone settings? And here you'll find this icon. The name of this icon is called a gear. Advise some customers to look for the gear icon on their quick phone settings. This will allow the customer to easily access the phone settings. Example, Mr. Customer, could you please go to your phone settings? What's that? Tap and hold. Slide down on your options at the top of your screen. Then look for a gear icon. Tap on the gear icon to access your phone settings. So here you can say, can you find the gear icon? Look for the gear icon. Tap on the gear icon. That is your phone settings. That's the gear icon. Number seven, remember that we're going to walk the customer through a process, so let's give the customer some instructions. To find your quick settings, swipe down from the top of your screen. So here, to navigate a touch screen, this is called a touch screen. To navigate a touch screen, we need to learn how to use the verb swipe. Swipe. So swipe means to touch and quickly move your finger. So we can swipe up, swipe down, swipe left, swipe right. So use the verb swipe in the direction up, down, left, or right to indicate the necessary finger movements to navigate a digital touchscreen. So Mr. Customer, please swipe left, swipe right, swipe up, swipe down. Number eight, here we have a display of a cell phone screen and the parts. So we have in the center, this is called the home screen. Usually when we press the home button, this is the home button. And this is the home screen, the center, if you want. We have the top of the screen. We also have the bottom of the screen. At the top, we have left corner of the screen. Right corner of the screen. At the bottom, we say bottom left corner of the screen. Bottom right corner of the screen. So that's to help the customer navigate the different parts or locate different icons or different options with a phone. Let's go to number 9. Here's another important instruction. The verb tap. Tap. Use the verb tap plus on or hold to have the customer activate or turn on or off applications or options on a digital touchscreen. So you can say tap on, tap on, tap on. That means encender, right? Tap off, apagar. That's what it means, okay? So you can say turn on, turn off. Another function is to tap and hold. So to activate, of course, you know, you guys know, right? To activate any application on a cell phone, we need to tap, tap on, tap on. We need to tap on. Let's say if I want to use my Telegram app, I need you, Mr. Customer, tap on the Telegram app. Boom. And I can see it now. Mr. Customer, tap on the home button, the home button, like this. Tap on. Oh, there it is. Okay. And I'm back home. Mr. Customer, swipe right. Swipe right. Swipe left. See? Okay. Now, Mr. Customer, tap and hold at the top of the screen. Tap and hold. Tap, hold, and swipe. You see the menu appears. Tap, hold, and swipe. You see the menu appears. So these are instructions that are necessary when we're troubleshooting. Sometimes, like I said, we're going to guide the customer. So it's important that we learn them. Number 10, also when we make changes, this is a recommendation. It's always good to test your work or to test if the change or the option that you perform will help the customer or correct the problem. So in this case, we told the customer, Mr. Customer, turn tap on Wi-Fi icon, the Wi-Fi icon, turn it off. Let's test the internet. We're going to test. 11, could you try to load a website or YouTube video? So this is easy. This is like the normal thing. So once you make a change or you do something, right, in your role play, you can say, Mr. Customer, could you load Facebook? We use the verb load, load. Or if you want, open, right? But we should say load. Could you load Facebook? Could you load a video? Could you load your TikTok, your email? Or you can say test, try, those other verbs. Test, try, load your internet to see if it's working. If it's working, yeah, it's working. Perfect. That means everything is good. Now, you were going to ask, of course, is everything okay? Is your internet back to normal? Can you use Facebook? Yeah, everything is good. Okay, perfect. Excellent. I'm glad to hear your service is okay. Your service is back. And here's a little brief explanation. So it's very likely that your phone was connected to a Wi-Fi hotspot where the internet was available. So by turning Wi-Fi off, we switched you back automatically to your mobile data. So this is just in the agent, in his own words, is explaining what happened or explaining how the problem was solved. So today we just turned off Wi-Fi and that helped you get back to the internet. In other words, simple. Okay. So that's it. That's just to explain that the customer understands it. Okay, guys. And in a nutshell, that's what the vocabulary is going to look like. You don't need to say it exactly the same, but try to learn as much as you can because you're going to use it in your role plays. Let's do a little recap. I'll share with you some activities right now that you will be able to do. So remember that we have these steps, right? You can start by saying we're going to run some basic steps. Or basic tests, questions, are you calling us from your device? Do you have signal bars? Remember these for your role plays. Do you have signal bars? Do you have 4G? Or you can just say, do you have 5G? All right. Or do you have the LTE indicator, LED indicator? A LED is the light. That's just a light. A LED means like a light, luz, foco. Five. We're going to check if you're connected to Wi-Fi. Could you go to your phone settings? Tap, swipe up, swipe down, some verbs there. Eight, are you at the top of the screen? You will find the Wi-Fi icon. Tap on, tap off the Wi-Fi icon. 10, we're going to run some tests. Could you try to load a website? And at the end, just like a simple recap. Okay, guys, I'm going to send some activities right now that I would like you to work in the following 10 minutes. And this concludes my introduction to the vocabulary. Now I will send you some activities.